Chol, Yom Tov, laws that we, things that we're allowed, they're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Ramon de Chayliao. Regarding fixing things on Yom Tov. Asur letaken kelim Yom Tov. We cannot fix kelim on Yom Tov. So for example, if your glasses, okay, your kid took it and now it's all bent. So you have to go with it bent. You cannot go and bend it back. Same thing with, let's see, you have a shipud, a fork. Okay, you can't fix it, bend it back. Okay. Also, you cannot sharpen a knife on Yom Tov in a normal way. Usually, how do you sharpen a knife? There's two ways. Usually, you have the stone, or you have a mashchezet, a metal thing.
A rod.
Okay. The stone works better. You know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know how to use it, exactly.
It takes some skill.
Mm-hmm. But you could sharpen a knife, another knife.
How about a shayish?
A shayish?
Yes.
Yeah. Just look. On Yom Tov, only on Yom Tov. Shabbos, of course not. Oh, you were able to do it if you're able to do it.
Why can you do it on Yom Tov, not Shabbos? Because it's for food?
Can, so.
Why don't you
know?
Learning not
basic. Yeah. Chapwood and Yom Tov. Only for the. For the amount that you need. What can't you do on Yom Tov? You cannot allow to, if you have candles which you have to glue them down to melt them and put them on the sticks, you still do that on Yom Tov. If you prepare that before Yom Tov, do that on Yom Tov. There's a thing called, if it was a chef, Michel. There's a thing called, you take a chicken and you fill it up and then you sew it. You're allowed to sew that on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to sew on Yom Tov usually. But that you're allowed to sew on Yom Tov.
It's preparing food.
Yeah, preparing food.
You did the same thing for a roast.
Okay, right, you put it around. Exactly. Yeah, bidyuk. Okay.
It's not something
you could have
done the day before?
To cook a roast, kind of fresh, juicy, straight out of the oven, that you could do only on Yom Tov.
Well, unless you want to marinate it.
What is that?
You shaft it moments before.
You even shaft it, yeah. But the se'arot, the wings, not the wings, what are they called? The feathers which are here, where you shech, you have to clean before the chag. To pluck.
So it don't get stained?
No, there's no. You could do it before the chag, so there's no reason to do it on the chag.
Why do you have to clean it?
Oh, here you have to clean because.
Every shit that you do that.
Yeah, you have to. Then you wash it with water.
You see the
Yeah. Another thing, asur lagil kelim beyom tov. We have a kli which is a pagum, which is a pasul treif. You can't kasher it on yom tov. Also, if you have a new kli that you forgot to put in the mikveh on yom tov, before yom tov, you cannot take it to the mikveh on yom tov. The only way you can do it is be'arama. What's a be'arama? If you want to drink a cup of water, you can take the thing, dip it in the mikveh, drink the water, mitzuyah. But today, you're not going to do it in a dirty mikveh, right? And no one draws water from a well, and not on Yom Tov, on any other day. Tikkun Kli. Tikkun Kli on Yom Tov, I still do it. Today you shouldn't do it.
How
can
do we go
be.
To
mikveh?
Huh? How do we go? Tikkun Kli.
Even though there's no issue to take out from one domain to the other on Yom Tov, there's a difference between items which you're allowed to carry in a place where there's an Eruv to items that you cannot take outside. There's items that you're allowed to take outside. Let's see the difference. בתוך העירוב מותר להוציא כל דבר שאינו מוקצה אפילו שאדם צריך באותו דבר באותה שעה. Within the Eruv, a person is allowed to carry anything that he desires to, which is not mukta. Even if he does not need it. He doesn't need it, he's telling me he wants to carry this. He has a good time carrying things in his hand. So he wants to carry it. If it's an Eruv, even if he doesn't need this item, it's not mukta, he's allowed to carry it. Okay? אבל מחוץ לעירוב, but if it's outside the עירוב, you cannot carry anything that you do not need for now. If you need it, you're allowed to carry it outside the עירוב. If you don't need it, you're not allowed to carry it outside the עירוב.
All the dinim of mukta apply on Yom Tov. Is that right?
Mukta?
Yeah.
Can. But there's less things which are mukta. For example, a knife. Sheikhet, even a chalat. It's also, it's not mukta on Yom Tov. It's a lot of shekht on Yom Tov. Yeah?
What if you're not going to shekht?
So then it's mukta, exactly. Yeah. That's what you say, yeah. So now, I'm going to the kotel. Okay, I'm not to the kotel. I'm going somewhere, I'm going for a walk on Yom Tov. In the morning. Okay, after davening, you know, you go to do it in the field. There's no eruv there. And I have in my pocket a siddur of Mincha Ma'ariv. I'm not allowed to take it out of the eruv on Yom Tov. Why? Because I have no need for Mincha Ma'ariv siddur in the morning. Right? So I can't take it out of the eruv. But if it also has Tikkun HaKlali, for example, in it, then I'm allowed to take it out of the eruv because I do need a Tikkun HaKlali with me all the time. Okay, let's stop for example. Or, another example he brings here, a knife, not a knife, but a key. If I have on me a key, my bike key, my office, the key of the office, I'm not going to the office today, I can't take it outside, the Eru. I'm not riding a bike today, I'm not taking it outside the Eru.
It's Muxa.
Huh?
Muxa.
No.
You're not
going to
use it on
Yom Tov. Yeah, but that's not mukta because you could use it for all kinds of things.
So you're not supposed to carry something, that means that you could carry something, you're not doing it.